Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, coach and advisor to tech executives worldwide, and the author of the recently published The Tech Executive Operating System. Today, I want to talk about one of the most effective ways for creating these world-class engineering teams I keep talking about on and on, and that is, how can you create more product engineers, and what are they? Let's have a quick review. You probably have different titles for your individual contributors, some form of a career ladder, sometimes it's plainly software engineer and the vague senior engineer, sometimes companies go into a full-blown career ladder as an engineering level 2, senior, staff, principal, whatever you want. My issue with these is that they are entirely centered in most organizations around purely technical aspects. We only attribute the seniority to a person that has achieved better, wider comprehension of the tech stack, of the processes, and not of the soft skills needed in order to become an efficient force multiplier in your team. I talk repeatedly about engineering force multipliers. I've got an old episode about it, and in my book, I talk about how your organization is made up of layer upon layer of force multipliers. And forming these force multipliers is not about becoming the best engineer, going clickety-clack on the keyboard as fast as possible. What we want to create are product engineers, not principal engineers. When you view your engineers solely as technical people, that is what they'll be. They will only focus on how can they improve when it comes to the tech, their shower thoughts, whatever is going on in their brain between doing stuff. When the novelty happens, will be dedicated to technical improvements, to whatever refactoring they have in mind, and you need some of those. But the real benefits, the real impact, the genuine leap in progress will only happen when the majority of their brain cycles are focused on creating a bigger impact, understanding the product, and moving your company forward. Not just creating a solid engineering solution, but creating value for your clients. That's the only thing they should be looking at. How do we form these? I call engineers who have this viewpoint, engineers that have welcomed this way of life, understanding that what we do here is create value for clients and not create nice code. I call these product engineers, and the difference is what they obsess with, what they become better at, is not merely becoming better engineers per se, you know, the generic engineer that can be moved from one team to the next, from one company to the next, but I'm talking about actively, effectively focusing their efforts, focusing their learning on becoming highly attuned to what your customers need. These are product engineers. They have product mastery, which I've talked about so many times in the past. And product mastery itself means that they understand the product. They understand the market. They know what your competitors are doing. They understand how your customers are using the product and why. They are attuned to what's happening in your company's world, so they probably read up whatever relevant articles are up about the industry in the Wall Street Journal, or they check what people are saying about the company on Twitter, or they actually understand what you're talking about when people from sales and marketing are talking about what's selling, how you're customers are using the product or what they want to see in the product. And the question is, how do you create more of these? I've got 3 tips for you today. First, you have to embrace product mastery and instill it within them. To do that, check out my previous episodes about product mastery, my many, many articles. If you just Google product mastery, you're going to find a bunch of stuff I've shared about it. And of course, I have 2 chapters in my book about product mastery for executives and for your team. Check those out. Next, after you've given them some tools for obtaining product mastery, you should help them by focusing your leadership and management efforts on making it crystal clear that you value product thinking. For example, you should be rewarding regularly people who take the initiative and actually do work that is tied directly to an impact on your clients. You should be making sure that every goal you have, every squad in your organization is measured by the impact that it has on the business, on your customers, and do not get either completely technical tasks or are completely isolated from the impact that they have, even if they have it. I always say you cannot create a Jira resolving machine, because then people are only obsessed with closing the tickets and moving to the next one. They do not have the capacity, the time, the ability to zoom out and consider their work as a whole. What does it affect? What does it achieve? So you want to create that. And third, in order to create this product engineering-like vision, make it crystal clear that product are not your enemies. In too many teams, even really good ones, I see an adversarial-like attitude towards people in the product team, towards product management. And, you know, product is said with disdain. I regularly hear even tech executives tell me something like, yeah, we wanted to do that, but product, they just don't know how to work. Product, you know, it's not product, it's product. It always has some anger within it. And I think that's completely absurd. And I would say 80% of my talks, when I'm starting to work with a new client, I always tell them that they have to think of themselves as tech executives as Siamese twins with their product counterpart. They fail together and they win together. There is no outstanding engineering team that does not work well with the product team. It just cannot happen. It is against the laws of physics. These two roles have to go hand in hand, and you have to create a culture, an environment, where working with product is the thing to do, not the rare thing, not the someone's going out of their way thing, but your expectation. This is how we do things. And when you create this synergy, when people actually talk and communicate openly, when there's no adversary, what you get eventually is a team that's more connected to the product part within them. And that is what we want to see. We want to see people who are not afraid to speak about product, to have opinions about product, and to want to understand the product better. Having all of those together, you can slowly but surely create a team of product engineers, a team that's driven by impact, by delivering on results, by creating a dent in your little universe. That is how we create outstanding, leading engineering teams. And that is what you can do. If you want to dig deeper into that, you can check out the 90 plus episodes I've already released. You can check out the hundreds of articles on my website. You can subscribe to my newsletter, the best online newsletter for tech executives with exclusive insights every week. And of course, you can and should check out a copy of the Tech Executive Operating System. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.